Hello, I'm Veronica Skersbrick. Thanks for joining me. On Saturday, 21st of November, Pope Benedict XVI meets with artists, almost 300 of them, in the Sistine Chapel. Catholics and non-Catholics alike, they're from the worlds of art, theatre, literature, dance and music. Among these, Yanni Kounellis, Peter Greenway, Martin Baker, Bill Viola, and John David Mooney, who's worked in the Vatican before, and who we'll be speaking to later on in the broadcast. The president of the Pontifical Council for Culture, Archbishop Gianfranco Ravasi, says this meeting is intended as the first of many initiatives aimed at rekindling that relationship between faith and art. Among these are plans for the Holy See to have its own pavilion at the Venice Biennale in 2011. Not commissioning art in the Renaissance sense, perhaps, but inviting artists to produce work for this venture on a specific theme still to be decided. As we know, the Vatican's interest in contemporary art was first rekindled almost half a century ago by Pope Paul VI. I'd like to invite you to join me as I step back in time, beginning by speaking to a personal friend of Paul VI, Cardinal Edmund Shoker, as well as to our cultural expert and friend, Monsignor Peter Fleetwood, who for many years worked as an official at the Pontifical Council for Culture. And of course, I'll be letting you hear Pope Paul's voice once again. But let's begin by listening to Cardinal Shoker.
There was historically that connection between the church and art, but then there was an estrangement for some time, and Paul VI wanted to recall that, to bring back that relationship that had existed for centuries.
American Cardinal Edmund Shoker knew Pope Paul VI personally. I asked him what it was in Paul VI's personality that made him such a patron of art and artists. Cardinal Shoker says it stems from a combination of great sensitivity and radiant spirituality.
It does not surprise me that he would have a great interest in art because of his deep spirituality and because art ultimately expresses the spiritual. And I think that it'd be just a sort of natural consequence of his own deep spirituality and his ability to see beyond the material to the transcendence of everything. I think it was a natural consequence of that ability that he would have such a great interest in art.
Sono mai venuti gli artisti da Papa? È una prima volta anche questa, forse.
Have artists ever gathered around a pope like this before? Pope Paul VI's gentle voice questions the artists he's invited to join him in the Sistine Chapel. It's May the 7th, 1964. The occasion is unusual, a mass for artists in the cenacle of artists.
Proprio per noi, non come gente che sta nelle quinte, ma che viene davvero.
Paul VI is out to provoke. He knows all too well that for centuries the church and art had enjoyed an extremely prolific love affair. But what he's forced to admit is that at some stage that love affair dwindled, marking a decline destined to last for almost two centuries. As he says this, his voice wavers wistfully.
Come avviene fra parenti, come avviene anche fra amici, ci si è un po' guastati. Non abbiamo rotto, ma abbiamo turbato la nostra amicizia.
I was fascinated to read that speech by Pope Paul because the church had lost its way a little bit with artists. There was no more patronage in the Renaissance sense. All the energy seemed to go on stressing the mind and the consistency, the logic of what the church had to teach. Very much a world of words, whereas the images lost out.
Cultural expert Monsignor Peter Fleetwood. During that speech, the Pope says that the church abandoned artists, but the artists abandoned the church as well. Is that right?
Yeah, they'd each gone their own way. He wanted to apologise, which is a remarkable thing. You don't often hear that from a pope. And it was a very humble, avuncular kind of speech. He was saying, the pope is your friend. I really want you to be sure of this, that you're very welcome in the church and we should get back together. You've gone off by losing the standards that you used to hold so dear and stopped reflecting a beauty that mattered very much to the church.
Ci avete un po' abbandonato, siete andati lontani a bere ad altre fontane.
The Pope's voice is hesitant and shy as he begins chastising artists for abandoning the church. But before long, the strength of the Pope's commitment to art surfaces from that silent shyness, spiraling into a cry of vehement reproval.
Dimenticate il canone fondamentale della vostra consacrazione all'espressione. Non si sa che cosa dite, non lo sapete tante volte neanche voi. Diventa un linguaggio di Babele, di confusione.
No longer does he whisper, I don't want to offend you here today, but you did lower your standards, lost sight of true inspiration, your art became offensive to humanity. And what is the result? Confusion, a Tower of Babel.
Artists had gone their own way, in a way that really he thought the church couldn't always approve of, like not looking to standards of decency or beauty. In the classic senses, the effect of different currents of thought left its mark on the church as well, and there was too much rational thinking taking over. And the thing that lost out was the emotional side, or the more explicitly artistic side in people's character.
Riconosceremo che anche noi vi abbiamo fatto tribolare.
But while Paul VI does rap artists over the knuckles, he also admits to the church's responsibility, its failure to foster art, a failure that brought the church's image as patron of art and artists to an end. Paul VI explains why. He attributes it to a clash between artists' boundless creativity and the church's imposition of styles and limiting rules and regulations in the field of art. As Paul VI insisted almost half a century ago, joy, hope, exhilaration, these are the emotions that speak to people of God. He was desperately determined in his desire to bring modern associations to a long-lost relationship between the church and art. A decade later, he would inaugurate the Gallery of Modern Art in the Vatican Museums. It was the 23rd of June, 1973. And the only great artist of the 20th century who declined to grant him one of his masterpieces was, well, Picasso. A big thank you there to my guests, Cardinal Edmund Schoker and Monsignor Peter Fleetwood.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.